I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Welcome in, everyone. Big issues, big guests. Matt Whitaker is a former acting attorney general of the United States. He's a co-chair for America First Policy Institute Center of Law and Justice. And he was out there yesterday after this unbelievable situation involving Stormy Daniels, but also the cross-examination. Even people on CNN said the cross-examination does two things. Really tears apart any credibility with Stormy Daniels, but it sets up the big test for Michael Cohen. Particularly the question, it's a simple question, but brilliant. Do you hate President Trump? You know, you can sidestep that if you want, but I don't think Michael Cohen can, and Stormy Daniels could not. Matt Whitaker joins us in Philadelphia here. Matt, welcome back. Thanks for joining us. Great stuff we saw on TV. How do you feel today after the cross-examination?
You know what? I think that, you know, it'll continue tomorrow. They're obviously off today, but I think the Trump team was able to really establish a couple things that are almost irrefutable. One is, to your point, Stormy Daniels hates President Trump. But second and most important is that her and Michael Avenatti at the time were trying to extort President Trump in the context of the election, but, you know, not necessarily exclusively related to the election. They just saw an opportunity to try to shake him down for some money.
Yeah. And Matt, you would think the judge is going to be a little bit tougher coming up now. He has to be after what he allowed in yesterday. If he has any professional dignity aside from fairness.
Yeah, but so he should have granted a mistrial. And I think, you know, this judge is conflicted. This judge, you know, his family has profited from this exact case through his daughter, who works for Democrats and Democratic causes as a digital marketer. And, you know, this, you know, the whole thing is just biased. And I don't know how, if the standard is fairness and having a fair and impartial trial and a fair and impartial judge and a fair and impartial jury, I don't know how it even passes that smell test. I mean, you know, any ordinary American would say that this entire process has been biased against President Trump and he can't get a fair trial.
Have you been in the courtroom, Matt? Have you observed the jurors at all?
I have not been in the courtroom. I might be going up there next week.
Okay.
But we'll see.
From what I can tell, based upon Stormy Daniels' attempts at humor yesterday, for example, the jurors, at least on the surface, appear to be taking this seriously. By all accounts of people that have been there, we know some are going to be biased. It's a blue state. They want to get Trump. But the big hope here has to be that three or four of them are going to look at this dispassionately, pretty much. And if they do, they're probably asking what even John Fetterman did. Exactly what's the charge here?
Yeah, I think they're doing that right now. I mean, you remember there's two lawyers on this jury, and they certainly are kind of, you know, trying to figure out what is happening. I think, you know, to have the two accountants the day before Stormy Daniels takes the stand is a weird timing. And remember, they haven't been instructed in the law, so they're just sort of listening to all of this and trying to figure out what the crime is, what the alleged allegations are, and, you know, probably wondering what they're doing there, you know, 3+ weeks into this whole thing.
Talk about Michael Cohen. Any experience with him in any role when you were inside the show?
Thank God, no.
I mean, when someone, you know, I wish we had TV, when someone like Hope Hicks takes a shot at him in her own way, you know, there's someone who is the epitome of not taking shots, dignity, et cetera, and calls him, yeah, he's Mr. Fix-It because he's the one that broke it. But, Matt, it seems to be an angle here they're going to explore that Cohen allegedly often did not do what Trump instructed, either made it up or went beyond what Trump instructed.
Yeah, I think he used, you know, his position within the Trump organization and did whatever he wanted to do. I mean, the testimony has been pretty clear that Michael Cohen would go off script, would go off the reservation, we'll pick your, you know, metaphor, but I think he was certainly undisciplined and was, you know, out there doing his own thing, making messes and then cleaning them up, claiming he's a fix it. But, you know, all that being said, I think Michael Cohen is going to be the witness that ultimately tanks this case for the prosecution. I mean, they've been trying to rehabilitate him through all their previous witnesses, and each one has essentially confirmed that, yes, he's a major scumbag.
it's important. And the, I think they're savvy, Matt, to that point, to stop doing that, because the more you try to do it, there's nobody out there that's going to do this. But let's talk, if you would, too, at the level you were at as acting attorney general, the Jack Smith startling stuff here, that Judge Cannon, and apparently politically big repercussions in the documents case, will probably not start this before the election, it looks like. So is it a sense that they were just sloppy here? In what universe would Smith, not that I'm saying it's possible, not possible, tamper with the evidence that we would see the digital order versus the hand order and know that things were out of order here?
Right. Well, first of all, I think that you have to take the context with which Jack Smith and really all these prosecutors are doing. They're trying to play two games at the same time. They're trying to score political points by using legal process, whether that's search warrants, indictments, pretrial activity, you know, jury trials, all of the above to, you know, affect this 2024 presidential election on the one hand. And then they have these cases that they have to do. And so it seemed to me that the Department of Justice and the FBI thought it was very important to get a photograph of this, you know, alleged evidence. And so they essentially altered the evidence. And it's a little unclear based on, you know, kind of the filings, because we're dealing with classified information. But it's hard to tell whether they're talking about the cover sheets that may have been put on documents that maybe didn't have cover sheets, whether they, you know, they were the ones that strewn them about the floor, took the famous photograph, and then assembled it not in the way that they found the evidence. It's going to be a problem, and it's going to probably haunt. It's sloppy, one, and secondly, it demonstrates that maybe, you know, they weren't as serious about, you know, actually prosecuting this case and just wanted to score the cheap political points before the election in November.
Any thoughts, because we've never talked with you about this, Matt, of where we are with the insurrection case? I'll call it that, even though the president not charged with that, and Jack Smith in Washington. We know about the case of four or five others who were charged on January 6th that the Supreme Court is looking at around getting 20 years on obstruction when they're not charged with insurrection or anything like that. Is that case, do you think, going to happen before the election? And if not, what would stop it from happening?
Well, so the D.C. case that Jack Smith brought has two challenges. One is it's the whole entire case is in front of the Supreme Court on the presidential immunity question. Don't expect this, you know, Supreme Court just had a hearing, usually wouldn't issue that opinion till towards the end of their term, which is pretty much right before the 4th of July holiday. And so, you know, that is going to, you know, take a serious delay. And then, you know, we're 3 weeks from the convention in Milwaukee for President Trump and the Republicans. And then we're, you know, Labor Day and the campaign. And I can't imagine that any judge within, you know, kind of that's fair would put a trial, you know, like that on the calendar during the middle of an election season. I think the second challenge is that one of the other January 6th defendants is currently pending at the Supreme Court on essentially the application of this interference with an official proceeding claim, which is two of the four counts in President Trump's indictment. There, most court watchers, including myself, predict that will probably be tossed, and the use of that charge, which emanated ultimately out of, I believe, Enron and kind of shredding of documents, is not going to be viewed that Congress intended it to apply to, you know, a riot happening at the U.S. Capitol. And if Congress hadn't intended for that, then they would have, you know, specifically put in that type of language. And it points to how just overbroad most of our, you know, federal laws now, especially criminal laws, are, and how they can be applied, you know, way far afield from what they were ever intended to address and the behavior they were intended to address. So you could see quickly that, you know, that four count indictment could become two counts. And then again, the presidential immunity. One thing that could happen too is the Supreme Court could send it back to the trial court and say, you know, please let us know kind of what is an official act, constitutionally protected act of the president alleged in the indictment, and then what it was a personal act in your indictment, because we can't tell. And so that, you know, if they did that before they went on a summer break, you know, you could be having that hearing in the summer, but they wouldn't get back to the fall, and that would delay it. So I don't think of all the cases we're looking at right now, we just heard about also the Georgia case.
Yeah.
Having the Court of Appeals in Georgia picking that up. I think you're just, you know, the current trial is maybe the only trial and most likely the only trial we're going to have before the election day in November.
Agreed completely. Parting question for Matt Whitaker. So with all this as the backdrop, what are you going to be watching for when Cohen testifies to determine how it's going? I mean, we know the reputation. We know the hurdle they have there. But to get anything out of them, what's the tell? What are you looking to see happen?
Well, I think it's going to be very interesting what the Alvin Bragg and his henchmen try to get him to say on direct to explain why he's given multiple different versions of his own story. Same thing, you know, happened just, you know, yesterday with Stormy Daniels. You know, these people have been all over the map. It did happen. It didn't happen. And President Trump knew. President Trump didn't know. And I think it'll be interesting to see kind of what version and how they wind their way into that. It's very interesting to me that everybody keeps, you know, not taking any personal responsibility for their own actions and somehow blaming, you know, either outside forces or even Donald Trump for, you know, whatever, you know, they did. But, you know, Michael Cohen is going to have a hard time explaining this. And then I just fully expect on cross-examination, he's going to be destroyed. And they've been trying to rehabilitate him before he goes up and get anybody to say anything good about him. But everybody essentially has confirmed he's a liar that was only out for himself, and he'll say anything to save his own skin. So I just don't think he's going to be a very effective witness. But again, sometimes the process is the punishment. And by keeping President Trump off the campaign trail and in a courtroom, I think, you know, the left thinks they're accomplishing what they had hoped to do.
Absolutely. Matt, thank you. Thanks for your service, too. Thanks for coming on. Love to talk with you again.
Oh, that'd be awesome. Really enjoyed the time.
Thank you. Matt Whitaker here on Talk Radio 1210. Before we do Dom's Money Melody, Dan, I should have brought this up earlier. So RFK Jr., one part of his appeal is he's provocative. What he has to watch is being, I think, to have enough appeal to make a real difference here. Not overly goofy or far out there. All right? He's got some eccentricities. Have you seen the story today where he claims doctors told him that a worm ate part of his brain?
Huh. Okay.
That they took out.
Explains a lot.
Yeah. So the media, this just shows you how afraid of this guy are. I'm looking at something called Muckrake, in which they review the media on doing this, you know, stories of the day. They're saluting the worm. Rest in peace to the worm. Why didn't it do more? This is, it's not just Trump. Anybody that in any way, shape, or form they think is going to stop Joe Biden from being pushed over the weekend with Bernie's finish line, they're going to go after, even wishing the worm well that was eating his brain. His problem is he's got to be provocative. He is. He scored on that. Calm down now. You don't have to say anything else wild. You know what I mean? He's got to be more mainstream here without taking on the baggage of corporate mainstream. That's what he'll do where he will succeed. And success is making a way for a third party sometime in the future. Does he really believe he's going to win? Apparently, which is insane. All right, 855-839-1210. You get in. Right now, though, it is time for...
It's Dobbs Money Melody.
That is right. Every day at around 2:13, we do Dom's Money Melody. And today we're playing for the Philadelphia Eagles, I believe. I don't have that script there. The Eagles women's.
Yep, Dom, that's a pair of tickets to the Philadelphia Eagles Women's Football Festival, May 19th at Lincoln Financial Field. It's the ultimate Eagles event with a focus on women, football, and fun. This year's Women's Football Festival will kick off with a welcome address from Eagles quarterback Jalen Hurts. For more information, visit PhiladelphiaEagles.com/Women's Fest.
All right, Dan, what's the backstory?
I'm appealing to the women today, Dom. I found a teenage heartthrob who would have turned 84 today had he not died in a plane crash a while back.
Yes.
Might be enough there, but here is a little bit of a cover song sung by this individual who would have turned 84 today, Dom. Who is it singing? A teenage heartthrob who went on to put out, 53 songs in the Billboard Hot 100 during his career. Take a listen.
Well, I don't know why I came here tonight. I got the feeling that something ain't right. I'm so scared in case I fall off my chair. And I'm wondering why I get down the stairs. Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right. Here I am, stuck in the middle with you.
They give enough clues, or should I give one more big one
maybe
out there?
Maybe one more, yeah. I think I know it, but maybe one more.
First rose to fame by working with his parents. I'll put that out there. Yeah, why not? I'll just put that out there.
All right, so 855-839-1210. Name that. You're going off to the Eagles women's event here, the Eagles Women's Football Festival on May 19th at Lincoln Financial Field. 855-839-1210. You get in. I didn't ask Matt Whitaker as you're lining up, but I don't see Trump getting acquittal here. If that's your expectation, as bad as the case is, I don't see that happening. That would be golden. But what I think is it's so bad by the time they get done with my...
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Michael Cohen, you're going to see 3 or 4 people holding out, and that will be enough you know, after several days or a week to say mistrial, hung jury. That's what's going to happen. And these other cases are not going to happen before Election Day. It's amazing. This case, this bizarre case, will be the case that determines a lot.
It's the Money Melody.
Where has all the money gone?
Show me the money.
That is right. Let's hear the clue today and name the person singing the song.
Well, I don't know why I came here tonight. I got the feeling that something ain't right. I'm so scared in case I fall off my chair. And I'm wondering why I get down the stairs. Clowns to the left and jokers to the right. Here I am.
All right, let's try. Is it Harry in Philly? On Talk Radio 12. Hey, is this Harry? Or Harriet? Harriet? All right. Let's go to Ray in the Northeast on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Ray, good afternoon. What do you have?
I think it's Rick Nelson.
I like that he dropped the Y, too. Very kind of Ricky.
That's
It was Rick Nelson there, too, yeah.
That is Garden Party.
So what we're referring to there is later in his career, Ricky Nelson dropped the Y, became Rick Nelson, and this was an album that came out in 1980, just prior to his death in 1985. And today, Dom, he would have turned 84, but as we know, he died in that plane crash December 31st, 1985, when a heater in the back of his plane started a fire. But a little fact, and that's why it was nice to have Harry as the first caller, Ozzy and Harriet, The Adventures of Ozzy and Harriet, those were his parents, his two parents,
yeah.
And you know, that's where he rose to fame and went down from there, yeah.
Well, or how about Garden Party? What year did that come out? You know what a garden party is?
No.
Not going to show up your garden party and just sing reunion songs. He was...
That was 1972.
Wow, it's that far back. I thought it was in the 80s. But, yeah, the premise was, I'm not just an act from the past. I'm not going to just show up and do that. And Madison Square Garden apparently was hosting something like that. That's why he wrote it. But it made quite a stir. He was kind of calling out the whole industry with it.
Was Roe into Ricky?
I don't remember that at all. No, no. I thought he had more talent than just the way he was pigeonholed. And when he did Garden Party, that was his response to that. Okay. By the way, the House GOP, and we'll have some sound on this, and some in our weekly show, Reading, Writing, and Reason, is holding a K-12 anti-Semitism here. In other words, listeners are smart enough to know this stuff doesn't just crop up at the college level. I think Eastern High School was an example, and I resent the ACLU and all of them over there at Eastern High School for trying to pretend that they were not anti-Israel at best and anti-Jewish at worst by their walkout around all these things and the ignorance they showed. So we'll have more on that. I think that's where the roots of this are. It doesn't just happen once you arrive at college. All right, the side question today. Coming off Allen Iverson reacting with practice, the all-time classic anniversary. Somebody in a media scrum turns and really sometimes goes after the media. Sometimes they've just had it. And finally, we see the breakdown. You know, kind of like Jack Nicholson and A Few Good Men. By the way, talking to Matt Whitaker, who's a pretty shrewd observer of this, the story today is that people are now talking about a much more extended, I didn't know if they would or not, they smell blood in the water with Stormy Daniels, a much more extended cross-examination. In other words, they think, look, the embarrassment is already out there of the stuff that she said. I don't know if they're going to impugn that. But they're going to continue to play that she just hates Trump and is involved in this as a pretext to get to the ultimate hater, Michael Cohen. So if we're right, what's going to happen here is this case is going to collapse. Does that mean, though, the jury's going to say that? No, I still think they're going to say, some of them, that they would convict Trump. I mean, that's how bad it is. How much does it matter if he gets a mistrial? Well, if he gets an acquittal in this, then all this lawfare is over for now. We're off to the election. If he gets a mistrial, there's still a little bit hanging out there, but it's good. You heard Whitaker, and I agree. These other cases, the Georgia case, that's done. That may never come up. The D.C. case, because of the immunity and other things, that's going to be almost impossible to do during election season. And then the documents case, that's the story this week of what Jack Smith did here and how that's playing out. That is going to be indefinitely, meaning I don't think it's going to happen. So we're reduced to, for president of the United States, this crazy Bragg case. That's what it's coming down to. Obviously, the others have more substance, even though there's no way Trump was going to be convicted in any of them ultimately than this case. All right, let's go to Leslie. Let's see. Okay.
We can do that after
Leslie. Yeah, well, yeah. Dan has some state representative, Congressman Kiley, about the Berkeley United School District anti-Semitism students have been forced to face, meaning it's K to 12. They're doing this stuff. They're not waiting. And I think Eastern High School has a lot to ask for, answer for. I'm so glad, Dan, maybe the commissioner, I know he was traveling, maybe tomorrow, but the ACLU leaning on him and saying, how dare you call out this Eastern High School? Who in the world thinks it's a good idea to support ignorance and tell these ignorant kids having their ignorant event that the school stands behind them as they walk out? Who thinks that's a good idea? They got caught. All right, Leslie and Bryn Mawr on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Leslie, welcome in.
Aloha.
Aloha.
So I have a question on the Trump case. Is a hung jury an acquittal?
No, no. A hung jury just means that they don't have unanimity to say
right.
guilty. So what would happen is then New York would have to determine, do they want to retry, which I wouldn't be surprised if they would. But, Leslie, it wouldn't happen before the election.
Right. But so it only takes one to hang a jury, right?
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
But here's the thing,
okay.
Of course, you know, common sense on this. If it's one person and they're being badgered, unless they're extremely strong and believing in the innocence of this, it's hard. If there are two, and even better, three, which I think is possible, then
yep.
there's no way they're going to turn them. What's going to happen after 4 or 5 days is there will be a hung jury. Politically, it's a good thing. Not as good as an acquittal, but it's a good thing.
Right, right. Yeah, I think hoping for an acquittal is probably not.
Yeah, the odds. Happen. Yeah, FanDuel wouldn't give you the odds in New York of getting an acquittal. No.
Yeah, it's like winning the lottery.
Yes, yeah, exactly, exactly, yeah.
So I want to rib you a little bit about mocking me on my prepaying for my car parking.
I didn't mock it. I thought it was a smart move.
Someone made a good decision over here.
Yeah, maybe you want to sell that parking thing, you know? The bidding will start now when we get closer to it.
Well, I just checked the lot again, and there's 7 spaces left, but now it's $40.
Okay. How much was yours?
If anybody out there listening, it's called, I put it on your site.
Yeah.
Greaseballs parking.
And Leslie, how much did you pay?
I paid $30.
$30, okay. Yeah, off season.
Yeah.
But for this, it's right behind the pizza shop, right?
Yeah, it's right at Franconi's Pizza.
Okay, right.
Right on the boardwalk there. And it's one block over from the entrance, you know, to the event.
That's pretty prime.
So,
that is a good deal. By Saturday, those spaces will be $75, I think.
Oh, after today, I doubt they'll be left. If you have listeners that are going,
yeah.
I would encourage them to take advantage of that because then they don't have to worry about anything. They have their spot. It's paid for. And they can just cruise in there whenever they get there.
Yeah, fair enough. But see, I want the spectacle of Dan hoofing a mile .2. In some kind of time limit, with listeners cheering him on at the end as he, you know, giving him mouth-to-mouth resuscitation. Yeah.
Your big plate of
I looked at that,
Alfredo
too. I looked at...
Go ahead.
What's that?
No, I saw you eat a big chicken Alfredo beforehand. Sorry about that, Leslie.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, I looked at parking at Mulligan's and walking, but I have a bad knee. So that mile and a 0.2 would be a lot. So when I found that parking spot, I just was the happiest Trump supporter in Wildwood.
Well, you did a great, thank you for alerting us to it. So who's your person having a rant with the media?
Okay, well, this person's rant has been going on since 2016. And every time he gets in front of a microphone, he goes on a rant. And that is Robert De Niro on Donald Trump.
Fool.
That's
bozo.
Constant.
Has wowed him where he has.
It is.
He wants
thank
to
you,
punch
Leslie.
People in the face.
Dan, I don't know if he's the worst. He's got to be up. They just have it in their head that they could have been president. They're smarter than Trump. Howard Stern has it as much, if not more, than anybody. He's more restrained. He's smarter. De Niro, it's completely deranged. All right, we have a couple of clips from this hearing that's interesting because this is K-12 anti-Semitic thought. Where does that come from? We'll give you that. And 855-839-1210, you can get on board. Also, the National Women's Law Center is going to intervene in the big lawsuit that Riley Gaines is involved in, Dan. But they're going to intervene in defense of having males in female sports. The National Women's Law Center. Women, they're doing it for women, apparently, they believe. Dom Giordano's show, this just in, President Biden in a speech today, Dan, says he had a theology professor at his Catholic high school, Joe of Exon, Archmere. Joe can help us here on this, who was drafted by the Green Bay Packers. Now, at that point, Dan, that's when the Packers were Lombardi Packers, I believe, right? But he gave it up to be a priest.
I do have the audio.
All right, let's hear him.
I went to a Catholic high school in Delaware, taught by the Norbertine priest.
I had the Norbertines, too.
St. Norbert's College, you know, a little town, a little team called Green Bay. Now,
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Here's the deal. We were the only high school in Delaware that overwhelmingly rooted for Green Bay. Not a joke, I'll tell you why. Every single Sunday. Not only did they have great teams at the time, we still do, but not only that, my theology professor at the Catholic school I went to was a guy named Riley, last name. And he had been drafted by the Green Bay Packers. And he decided to become a priest before that, so he didn't go. But every single solitary Monday that Green Bay won, we got the last period of the day off.
All right, I think he's reading from the teleprompter saying Riley, last name, Dan, because that's what it said on the teleprompter. That's what people are suspecting. All right, fact checkers are on this. It's not as bad as the cannibals eating the uncle. Let's see if Joe of Exton, though, who's here on the side question. So, Joe, do you remember this Green Bay Packer theology teacher there?
No, Don. All of the priests at Archmere were from the Wisconsin area, the Norbertine Fathers.
Yes, yes.
And if it was a teacher, it would have been one of the priests. I don't recall any of that.
Thank you for that fact check, Joe. We're going to put you on CNN. You're a high-class fact check. This guy, you don't remember any cannibals there either, I guess, huh?
No.
So, Joe, who do you have today?
Well, my media moment occurred in 1982 when Ronald Reagan went to the Berlin Wall and admonished the Russian leader by saying, Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
That's exactly right. And Dan, do you know the majority of his handlers did not want him to say that, apparently? Really? Can you imagine one of the, all-time lines delivered by Reagan up there in his top three or four, without a doubt?
General Secretary Gorbachev, if you seek peace, if you seek prosperity for the Soviet Union and Eastern Europe, if you seek liberalization, come here to this gate. Mr. Gorbachev, open this gate. Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
There you go. Absolutely. All right. So, Dan, we told people the Republicans had this conference on anti-Semitism today, and a number of speakers. This is the K-12 level. Yes. You know, all the way down to the second grade. I think this is Representative Bean.
Yep, Aaron Bean.
Aaron Bean, and he's bringing up what?
Anti-Semitism in K-12, and he's talking about why exactly they're holding this hearing, Dom.
All right, let's hear that.
Anti-Semitism is repugnant in all its forms, but the topic of today's hearing is particularly troubling. It's hard to grasp how anti-Semitism has become such a dominant force in our K-12 schools. Some kids as young as second grade are spewing Nazi propaganda, which begs the question, who has positioned these young minds to attack the Jewish people? The very need for this hearing is a travesty. The aftermath of October 7th has revealed some of the ugliest, most deprived ideas once marginalized from polite society, and our education system has failed to stop it. It's not just anti-Israel, it's anti-American, it's anti-democracy. Our witnesses today represent three of our witnesses represent some of the largest school districts in the nation where there's been some vile anti-Semitism in their districts.
I know one of them you want to play a little bit later on is the, let's play that one now, the if you can, the New York one.
Yeah.
Where they had this known hater and they did nothing about it.
Is the former principal at Hillcrest still drawing a salary from New York City public schools today?
Yes, he is.
I'm sorry, can you say that again?
I said, yes, he is.
You
he
are
is
no still, longer the you principal. Are still paying
he is no longer the
former,
principal of the school.
How can Jewish students feel safe at New York City public schools when you can't even manage to terminate the principal of Open Season on Jews High School or even endorse suspension of student harassment? How can Jewish students go to school knowing that he is still on your payroll, sir?
I know whose payroll it is, sir. And it's not Open Season on Jews School. It's called Hillcrest High School. That's the name of the school. And at that school, we considered his leadership not strong enough to be the leader in that school.
Wow, he's but he no can still strong a, enough to participate
no longer,
in your school district?
He's no
still strong
in a
enough to be on your payroll?
As the leader of that school.
Is he still strong
Every
enough a leader to be on your payroll, sir?
Every one of the employees
is that what you're saying? You're endorsing him to continue on your payroll
has
because he has the moral authority to lead
students within our system.
Is that what you're saying,
Mr.
Banks?
That's what I said.
That's what you're saying. You're saying that he still has the moral authority.
I did not say that. That's what you said.
That is what I'm asking you. You're justifying his continued employment.
That's how
you interpret it. And I'm trying to challenge, how can that be?
Yeah, he's the one that said, yeah, Dan, you know what the thing is with this arrogant guy from New York? You can't let up into that. Just say, hey, get a drink, get whatever. We're going to go with this, and I'm going to go at you forever. That's what's needed here until finally there's some public outrage over this. I remember that guy. It's an infamous case. So that's the K-12 level. Talking about that, we have one with Berkeley. Dan, is that pretty brief?
Yeah, it's pretty short here.
All right, here's Kylie again, Representative Kylie. I think this is with the Berkeley School District.
Yes.
You gave us a statement in your testimony where you said that any suggestion or assertion that anti-Semitism is pervasive in BUSD, that is at your district, is false.
Anti-Semitism is not pervasive in Berkeley Unified School District.
However, the Brandeis Center and the Anti-Defamation League have, as we've mentioned, filed a complaint. And for the sake of brevity, I'll read from their release, summarizing what's in it. It says, incidents include students repeatedly hearing anti-Semitic comments in classrooms and hallways, such as kill the Jews, non-Jewish students asking Jewish students what their number is, referring to numbers tattooed on Jews during the Holocaust, and Jewish students being derided for their physical appearance and demonized as evil. Students have also had to endure anti-Semitic teacher rants in class activities, teacher-promoted walkouts and praise Hamas, and even a second-grade teacher leading a classroom activity where children were writing "Stop bombing babies" on sticky notes to display in the building. Jewish students report being worried about mob violence, including being jumped at school. Many have said they removed their Stars of David and no longer wear Jewish camp T-shirts, and that they are learning to keep their heads down, hide their Judaism, and move through their school days in fear. Some students have left the district due to pervasive bullying. Parents have repeatedly reported anti-Semitic incidents to the administration, but BUSD has done nothing to address, much less curtail, the hostile environment. The eruption of anti-Semitism in Berkeley's elementary and high schools is like nothing I've ever seen before, said Kenneth Marcus, chairman of the Brandeis Center and former U.S. Assistant Secretary of Education.
Your response, lady. No, they're going to do it. They're going to keep on doing it. The one I told you here, Eastern High School. Just ridiculous. Dan, ask them to come on again, you know. They're going to tell us they're having this phony event on May 20. If they get the ACLU to go after a commissioner over in Camden County, who called them out because they had a sanctioned walkout coming up around the very same issues. However they want to hide it, at best they're ignorant. At worst they're hateful. Many times they're ignorant and hateful. That's what this comes down to. Does it surprise us with Berkeley in New York? No, it should. The only thing they recognize is somebody in power that can take money away from them or fire them. That's the only thing that will push back against them. All right, lightning round is next.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
All right, Allen Iverson anniversary practice, all-time rant with the media. Let's see who Gary has in Newtown. I remember this one. Gary, who do you have?
I have John McEnroe from 1981 in June when he said to the umpire, "You've got to be serious."
Yeah, the line judge. Dan, I once umpired a big-time tennis match over in Manayunk. And I think it was McEnroe. This is well past, though. You know, it was glory. Ed Rendell was there, et cetera. I got to recall who the other player was. Can you imagine? That would have been a great thing to stage. Let's go to the Earl of Tacony on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Earl, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. This isn't so much a rant as it's a really famous confrontation. It's where Harry Truman is standing on the stage at the press conference, and all the media is there, and he holds up the newspaper, and the newspaper says, "Dewey defeats Truman."
Good one. Very good one. I thought he said he wanted to punch in the nose the guy who criticized his wife's piano playing. Robert in Ben Salem. Robert, what's yours?
Hey, Dan, Dom, it's good to talk to you guys today. There was a professor just recently up in New York who was disrupting opposing viewpoints display tables, and when a reporter asked her about it, she pulled a machete out on him. Now that's how you cut an interview short. You guys have a great day. Great show, Dom.
Remember that. Thank you. Homer in Belmar. Homer, what's yours?
Yeah, during the Vietnam War, Lyndon Johnson was being interviewed by representatives of the three major TV networks, and they were asking him about ending the war and doing more to win it. And almost every time he answered, they would come up with a criticism. And at one point, he got exasperated, and he said, and he looked one of them right in the eye, and he said, "What would you do if you were in my shoes?" And the reporter kind of stammered and tried to deflect his question. And he came back to him. He said, "No, I'm asking you a direct question. If you were president, what would you do?" And the reporter said, "Well, I don't have access to the intelligence reports." And he stammered around. Lyndon Johnson said to him, "Well, I do have access to those reports." And it was, whatever we think of the Vietnam War, it was just refreshing to see a president put a reporter in this place like that.
It would have been interesting if it were Dan Rather, though. The Dan Rather and Nixon stuff, unbelievable. Dan, give me a couple or three contenders.
Yeah, I think the biggest, sir, the most impactful, Duane the Valley Forge, Leanne Savoff with Ed Rendell.
That was a very good one, yeah.
I thought that was a great call. Joe and Exton, tear down this wall, Gorbachev. And I think those are the two standouts, to be quite honest.
Yeah, Duane, that was a great call.
You want Duane with Leanne?
Yeah, Duane in Valley Forge. Name goes into the hat. We'll do it all again tomorrow. One more reminder. Where will we be in the center of the action? You heard the mayor today. How big this Trump rally is going to be. All the things that come with it. Well, we'll be at our summer clubhouse and now, well, pre-summer clubhouse. That's Mulligan's down there in Wildwood, Hildreth and Park Boulevard. I'll be there 3 to 5 with Dan and Roe, Richie Oli there, 5 until 7. Do hope you'll stop by before the rally, after the rally. You'll meet a lot of Talk Radio 1210 listeners. Have a blast. And we have to figure out how we're going to get that mile point 2 down to the event. We're working on it. All right, Rich is next for 4 big hours right here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
At 10 years old that I have to explain hardened drug addiction. This is unacceptable, and you were a sneak about it. Look at us when we tell you, Mr. Rendell, you were a sneak. I will not call you governor, because you are no longer governor. You're a sneak.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3, from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.